swim across some points and our Adelaide is rolling along. We will fight, we have heart, we're united from the start.
And welcome everyone to Always United. This is episode nine. It's episode grand final preview. That's what it is. All right, it's episode grand final preview. It doesn't really matter what number it is. Anyway, I'm your host, Eladio Finnis, and with me, as always, is Aaron Castellaris.
How's it going?
And KV, Jason KV.
Hello, hello.
So
very excited.
Yeah, no, nerves are shot. Like, absolutely shot.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if I make the game, eh?
Game. I was shaking more than Michael J. Fox and Muhammad Ali last Friday night. And that's when I had been trying to get to bed Thursday night. I got 2 hours sleep. I had been sick. I was on the toilet six times before 6 a.m.
Yeah, which I messaged you about that on the Friday as well.
Yeah, and your messaging me was doing absolutely zero to help me calm my nerves, Aaron. So, absolutely zero. Like,
oh well.
Christ. I mean, They're shot as it is now. Again, they're not as bad yet, but I know they'll pick up, you know, in the days picking up. I mean, like, I'm still having trouble to sleep. I'm still achieving maybe 3 or 4 hours at the moment. So that's how good my nerves are going. Mm. I mean, I am flying in. I'll be landing 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. So in I come. And
after,
unlike
your nice little drive to Geelong.
Yeah, after my nice little drive to, as it was put by someone we know in Melbourne, the Northwestern Arterial Geelong Aerial Dome, otherwise known as Avalon Airport, for those playing at home. Anyway, that's besides the point. So, do we want to go straight to the preview, or do we want to talk about the glory that was last Friday night?
You've got to be talking about Friday's game. That's probably one of the best games I've seen at home march in. Ever, to be honest.
Oh, so. No. Well, for you, it was as good as 4-2 against the Victory, or the return of the Flores game. Oh, come on.
I don't know about that.
Well, you know what? I was in the crowd for that one. I can't judge the one I watched on TV, but it definitely looked like it was rocking at Cooper's last Friday.
I'd put Friday night on par with Bunyad Kor game. Mm,
that was a good game, that. Good game.
Yeah, well, yeah, so it was last Friday.
It was, and here's some highlights. Well, the audio at least.
Standing room only at Cooper Stadium. What a night in prospects, Robbie Slater.
Well, the prize couldn't be bigger.
And we are underway. Fabulous atmosphere. It is Craig Goodwin, and it's straight at Sorensen. Had his angles covered that time. Side down, Clisby. Here's a chance for Caceres. Chance for Goodwin, though. Great delivery. And Kamau! Well, Sorensen readjusted brilliantly. Straight to Thirio, and look at him turn on the afterburners. Here's Jitte played in, and Sorensen again across at his near post to deny Adelaide United. Now Fitzgerald trying to drop the shoulder on Goodwin. Here goes Garuccio. Cut back to Fornaroli. And it deflects out off Goodwin. Oh, another couple of 50-50 challenges. And now Karuska bending it just wide in the end. Fabulous hold-up play by Jitte. Thirio. Kamau! And cleared off the line by Clisby. And Sorensen thanks his left back big time.
Terrific work.
Now, that would have made it 0-0 at half time, and I don't know about you. I was almost thinking this was gonna be the ones we have all the chances and we're gonna cough it. Like, I don't know how you guys. I don't know how you guys felt.
Half time. I wasn't too bad. Like, we were knocking on the door.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed. Like, we hadn't got one before the break because, like, our play had deserved it. But yeah, I wasn't feeling too bad.
We were definitely all over them, Aaron. Aaron.
Yeah. Look, I messaged you just before half time, and I said, you know, I reckon Sorensen's just won him the game right there. You don't know how happy I was when those goals went in. I was probably the happiest person alive right at that point. I was so happy to be wrong. Did not bother me one little bit. I was worried at halftime. I'll let you know that right now.
Honestly, they blocked off the toilets at the northern end, so I was more concerned trying. Which was ridiculous, by the way.
And then
that was bad.
Then the second half started, and this occurred.
Right, breaks for Jitsa. A striker at the peak of his powers, bending it right into the top corner. Kruska just drifts into that little pocket of space. The sliding challenge, and what about that? Brilliant finish. Hit that with real venom and bend as well. Gave Sorensen no chance. A goal worthy of the occasion. And it's been taken quickly. Now goes down, penalty. Clisby. Really good play from Kamau. Can't get the shot on. Drags it back and he just takes his legs. Clear cut penalty. He made it 2-0 in round 27 to ultimately win the Premier's place. Jitte again goes the other way this time, and it's 2-0 again. And they've got 1 foot in next week's grand final. Three times during the home and away season, Melbourne City lost all three. This time Chapman is found by Fornaroli. Cut back, Fitzgerald, and they've got one back. They leave Fitzgerald unmarked, and that's a really good finish. Composed from Fitzgerald, just passes that one into the back of the net. Kruska bends it. Here comes the third goal. They're going to host the grand final now. Dylan McGowan, a rare goal for him. Terrific finish. Attacks the ball, and that's why he scores. Look at how he attacks this. Gets a waiver. I think it's Connor Chapman. Credit the last-ditch defending. Still a chance for Sanchez! And they're a little bit loose on him. That's a terrific volley. Smashes it into the ground. Gives Sorensen no chance at all. Technique, perfect. Adelaide United will host the A-League Grand Final for the first time. All roads lead to Adelaide Oval next Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. So, I mean, not that we really, not that anyone needs to forget it, but I just need to do this one more time. Damn.
Breaks for Jitsa.
All right, I'm done.
you can play out a few, as many times as possible.
Yeah, keep going, I don't care.
So that happened in the second half, and we absolutely took our chances, punished them like we should have. I mean, Bruce on absolute fire at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh. I tell you what, I was, like, when their goal went in and Fitzgerald, which was a great finish.
We all had that thought. Don't worry. We all had this thought.
That was, oh dear.
Yeah.
But, you know what, we finished the game out well, and, you know, with another two goals, you know, so... Yeah, we just got the winning touch, you know, and we know how to close out games, and yeah, you know, we're looking all right.
Yeah, just need
looking
to,
very good.
As I say, we're 90% of the way, we've achieved 90% of what we need to have achieved this season. 10%.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we've achieved like everything that we could have hoped for. Nothing that we would have expected after 8 games. Because, I mean, if anyone tells you they were expecting it, they're lying.
Yeah, not a chance.
Not a chance, but I mean, 10% to go. They just need to know they need to give 150 or 50% to achieve the 10%.
Yep.
That's right.
And obviously, we did beat Melbourne City 4-1, and we are hosting the grand final. Goal scorers, I mean, I'm sure you already know this, but just in case. Goal scorers were Bruce in the 47th or 46th minute, depending on how we look at it. Bruce again in the 60th. McGowan in the 88th. Sanchez in the basically the last kick of the game for his goal. And Fitzgerald was Melbourne City's goal scorer because, you know, that's twice he scored against us in the last two times we've played him. And obviously we found out our opponent on in a rather boring, I mean, like, I hate football type game that was played on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, they should make the goals bigger. Like, no one ever scores it. They should take away the goalkeepers and make the goals bigger and, like, maybe give you a couple extra chances for missing. I believe that was the report in the newspaper I read
Didn't they nearly score as many goals as one of the AFL teams this week?
Well, no, that AFL team scored 11 goals, but they had scored two at half time. That when you're talking.
I wasn't talking about yours.
Oh, weren't you? Okay, fair enough. Anyway, it was bad enough having to sit in the middle of the Collingwood chess one. Anyway, moving on. Brisbane Roar went to Pertec Stadium to play Western Sydney Wanderers. And after about 25 minutes, I reckon most people in Brisbane had booked tickets because they were 3-0 up. And then, I guess, a miracle happened. Like, if you want to look at it that way. I mean, if you're a Western Sydney fan or even just a neutral, you'd say that. I mean, Western Sydney managed to crawl it back and make it 3-2 at the half. They then made it 3-0, then made it 4-3 their way. Brisbane managed to score a late one to make it 4-0. And then made it 5-4. Western Sydney made it 5-4 in extra time to win the game and to face us in the grand final. So we'll be facing the Wanderers. And like I said, in what was a rather boring game of football.
I mean, you lot might call it a miracle. I call it a natural freaking disaster because...
You know what I mean. Yeah, I meant from just like... Yes, I meant just from a footballing standpoint, not just from, you know, I was trying to keep my personal thing out of it, but yeah, I mean, like, I'm not exactly thrilled either, but you know, I mean, as someone asked who would we rather before the game, well, you have to beat everyone in front of you to be the champion, so that means either whoever made it, still have to beat them, so...
I think Western Sydney are the only team we haven't beaten this year.
We've had three draws against them. Well, guess what? One way or another. Oh, no, we've lost one and drawn twice. There's been three draws.
Three draws.
Well, one way or another, there will be
a... it's probably the perfect grand final, between the sides.
Even looking at some of the stats today, it's 4 wins apiece and 4 draws.
Wow.
There you go.
So, and... Okay, you know, I don't want to put the mockers on here, but...
Then please behave.
They've never beaten us in Adelaide.
Fuck's sake.
As far as I believe.
Nah.
So we've never beaten them there.
I'm pretty sure there was one game in their first season, and they tonked us, I think, at home match.
You know what?
We've never beaten them there.
Yeah.
Give me a second. Okay. I would just check if it.
Like, I reckon there was like a 3 or 4-0. It could be my memory, but
yeah. But I mean, like, how sober we?
Yeah, well.
Well,
yeah. I saw one of them. Why Adelaide can win the grand final stats today? I was reading one of the articles on it, and I'm fairly sure it said that we'd never lost them at home.
Yeah, I've been avoiding all of that. All right, here we are. I've got all the results here in front of me because they started in 2012, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, there's a 1-0 win to us in October. There's a 6-1 win to them up there. They beat us 2-4 here in Adelaide in
2015. They did.
Oh, okay.
Third. 2-1 win to them, 1-0 over there, 1-0 us here, 0-0 draw, 2-0 in Adelaide, 2-1 in Adelaide, 2-1 to them up there, 1-0 draw, 0-0 draw, 0-0 draw. So there you are. There's all the scores. I'll be happy for...
Not a lot between, like, you know, either way. It's not a lot between the two teams historically.
No. So, I mean, I believe this is probably going to be a nail-biter.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be expecting any repeats of last week.
I would love
one. You know, it's going to be...
Well, put it this way. I would love a repeat of what happened the last time we beat a Melbourne team 4-1 our following home game. But, you know, this isn't North Queensland, and, you know, this is a grand final.
Yes.
And this is a grand final, so that won't be occurring, you know. But, I mean, I will happily take a 93rd minute own goal off one of their players to give us a freaking thing. I don't care. Like, by Scott hook Jones. Or by crook. Nah, hook or by crook. It doesn't matter how it's done, just that we do it. That's the only thing that matters to me.
Yeah.
Like...
We left that toilet seat. I don't care how it comes about.
Not at all. Oh, yeah. I mean, a mate of mine who's here just said, you know, a dive to win the penalty, you know, I mean, like...
Bruce style.
But, you know, like, yeah, Borussia style. But, yeah, I mean, I mean, obviously, I'd happily just cane them, you know, be up freaking 5-0 and not have to worry about anything, but that's not going to happen, you know. I mean, I'll take a cagey 1-0. I mean, I still think it's going to be something like a 2-1 or something, you know what I mean? Like, personally, I mean, I think it's going to be like a 2-1 result. I don't know if it's going to happen in normal time. I'm also maybe thinking their win on Sunday has taken a lot out of them. I mean, the drain of playing 120 minutes, the fact that they've come back from 3-0, you know what I mean? Like, mentally and physically is a bit of a slog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So...
you know, the travelling on Friday, you know, we're going to be in a better position... You know, mentally and physically, I think.
The way they celebrated as well was like they just won the thing. So that was like their grand final.
Kind of that. Whereas we, like, obviously us fans were happy, but like the players still kind of knew they're almost there, but they're not.
Yep.
Whereas they kind of were like, you know, we've got this in the bag, kind of thing. It had that aura about it.
Yep.
I
know, you know, that you'll obviously be ecstatic about the result, the way they came back and that, but, you know, as our players did, you move on to next week as soon as that whistle goes.
Yeah.
Not done.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Mitch Nichols was too busy flipping off Brisbane fans to worry about moving on to next week. But, you know, the FFA thought it was in the infant wisdom, it's all right to ban one of our coaches that did something similar, but, you know, it's not all right to ban a Western Sydney
player.
Pardon?
Well, no, they'll ban him, but like they're just, you know, delaying it till next week, you know, just to help him out.
Oh,
he'll get a fine.
Oh, it stinks a bit, you know, that little situation, but, you know, yeah.
So who wants to know who the ref is, or who knows who the ref is?
So,
Jared Gillett, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
the referee of the year, Jared Gillett, yeah.
Yes. I mean, I was hoping they kind of give it to Strebray.
Yeah.
Honestly, the ref doesn't really fuss me one way or the other. I think they're all as good or as bad as one another, really. Like,
you could have left it the polite way. You kept it the first time. What was that?
Pretty sure Strebray's doing the goal line.
Ah, he's one of the ones behind the goal thing. Yep. Fair enough.
Our good friend Matthew Cream running the line.
Oh, so this is what I have a problem with.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know or whatever, the last time Matthew Cream ref the grand final. Cristiano was sent off after 10 minutes for something that wasn't for something that shouldn't have been a red card offence.
And was rescinded. You know, that's the kicker. It was rescinded.
And I mean, I know we don't like
victory. After the game.
I know we don't like victory, but he also got the red card called on Allsop in that game. And guess what? Was also rescinded. So, you know, all right. It's twice he stuffed up that game, and both major ones that ended up being red cards. So, you know, they've felt in their infinite wisdom to give him another gig. But, you know, we'll see. Anyone?
Yeah, no, I think there'll be a few
eyes,
a few people with one eye on him, like and how he performs, because yeah, he's going to be up for some scrutiny, I think, regardless.
Yeah, I mean, I know certain people, certain Adelaide fans that will have every bit of their eyes on him, ready to pounce at any potential opportunity he makes,
yeah, like
stuff up he makes, because some of them are still very bitter, shall we say.
No, that 1-0 grand final almost stung more than the 6-0.
Oh, no, it did stink.
You know,
it
if we kept did. 11 players, you know.
Mate, if just talking
game,
about
the, it could have been, talking quickly, been a different story.
Talking about that grand final quickly, if Paul Agostino's leg was an inch longer, it'd have been 1-1. And that would have been still with time left to get it back, you know. Or if Travis Dodd's free kick just went over a little bit more over the wall, a little bit more to the side, it'd have been, you know, I remember all the opportunities in that game. Whereas the 6-0 one, like, while it's embarrassing, it doesn't sting as much, believe it or not, because it was like you were just smashed by the better team on the day. What can you do? Like, that team that year was always going to be the victors of that cup, you know. 2000 and the 1-0 one, that one was a lot harder to take because, I mean, we were on, you know, that was the year that technically we should have finished top to begin with, but, you know, the FFA thought in their infinite wisdom they would go with goals scored opposed to goal difference to separate the positions on the ladder, because, you know, every other competition in the world does it normally. But anyway, back onto this grand final and everything. So, all right.
Yeah.
We're all aware of what Western Sydney have in the firepower stakes and their defence and the players they have on their list, and we all know who we have or whatever, but someone throw who you think some game winners are, game changers, scores, what do you think is going to happen? One of you start. KB, off you go.
I mean, I think the obvious one's Castellan.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like... Santa. I actually went to earlier in the season, Central Coast versus the Western Sydney game in Gosford, and just watching him, it was actually a joy to watch him, just because the way he picked up the ball and drove it forward, and yes, always you know, very comfortable with the ball at his feet. So yeah, he's definitely the one to watch out for. In terms of, you know, creativity and bringing that spark, so that's my opposition player to watch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my opposition player is more of a players. Mm-hmm. To me, it's going to come down to the Battle of Spain. So our Spaniards against their Spaniards, the winner of that clash wins the match. Simple as that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it Andreo for them? He's a tidy player, like.
Yep.
Can come up and score a goal. Yeah. Obviously, you know, Mitch Nichols, he's a workhorse.
Santa
will be playing.
Santa's always good for a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Pierre Vicari might make the bench.
I mean,
yeah. So Santalab, I mean, obviously he's got that super sub reputation,
and it's,
you know, but he can do it for the 90 minutes, no problem. Right?
Yeah, I mean that's.
And he's got form at Adelaide Oval. You remember that one for Sydney FC? Back in the, I think that was the first Adelaide United game at Adelaide Oval.
That's what led to a certain incident.
So he knows how to get the back of the net at that ground, you know. So
yeah,
don't wanna jinx anything, but you know, the facts are there.
Facts are facts. That's not jinxing. That's just stating facts.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that's your
facts. That's your facts of the clue. and then ourselves, I mean, obviously we're going to be looking for the Spaniards playing in and around Bruce and stuff, and the defense holding out, Mort coming through. Like, we all know what we're about. How do you think this is going to go? Someone start Aaron.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Toss of a coin.
Yeah. no fence sitting. Oh. I want commitment this week.
Well, there's no draw, is there?
Nope.
I just think the fresher legs will get up. I reckon we'll win it. And I reckon it's going to be a late winner, that they'll just tire late and we'll get up 1-0, I reckon.
I can handle that. KV?
2-0 Adelaide.
2-1.
I'm going 2-0. And much like last week, a goal early in the second half and then a late one to finish them off.
2-1, us. I think they score first too.
Oof.
I think they score first and make us come play. And while they're at it, I think we break it down, and then when they then come to chase after that equaliser goes in, I think we pounce there and beat them on the and crack them on the break. I'm not exactly too confident on that thought, but that's all right. I mean, none of us.
It's a cup final in the day.
Anything happens.
If there's a game where anything can happen, this is going to be it. Don't rule anything out.
I think the other thing is, we're hosting it, and it almost feels like we're still not the favourites. It's almost felt like it's still all like Western Sydney are coming to win this thing. Remember where I live.
Western Sydney's always got that hype train about it, and they're all very,
yes,
very, very sure of themselves. They've got that aura of confidence. Their fan base does, at least.
That might be
where some of that coming from. And we've had bad experiences in the past. So we, as a support base, we don't want to get too carried away.
No, and also you got to remember where I do live on the eastern seaboard, so it's not exactly Adelaide centric out around this area.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I do want to touch on as a subject is just how good it is, around Adelaide, the atmosphere around Adelaide. As we're speaking, there's over 40,000 tickets sold for this game. Which is incredible when you think about it's an Adelaide United game. That's unheard of. So it's really good to see, the state and the city really, really embrace Adelaide United and the spirit of the whole thing.
Mm. Indeed, it's fantastic. I mean, I don't know. I've said and kind of thought about saying in my head, for all the fans, obviously, that are going there, we know what we're up against. They're going to make non-stop noise. And they can say, they say, obviously, sometimes you can be the 12th, your team's 12th man or something like that. Something that, you can help them get them over the line. I don't know. The only thing I can say is, being with and around the club since the first day it played in the NSL, being to all its, the GF losses and travelling to Perth by bus to the prelim final loss and all that. Obviously we can't control what happens on the field. We can't. We can maybe give him inspiration. We can maybe, cheer him on. I just think for 90 minutes, 120 minutes, penalties, pre-game, whether you like certain songs, certain chants, nothing, all it needs, or for at least from the supporters, which is all we can do, which is from our point, is just non-stop noise. That's all. Non-stop. Like, if you don't learn the words to a song, clap. Just make noise. Like, the people that know, you pick it up, you chant. Obviously, it's the players' grand final. It's ours as well. We certainly don't want to be shown up in our own city. And
exactly.
you know, we need to, you know, basically we, like, the most we can do is support our team and support it as loudly and as hard as we can, you know, non-stop. I mean, look, honestly, if you're in an active area, if you're in the active area and you don't want to chant, swap your ticket with someone who does. You know, like, go sit and let them come in the area and chant. Because, yeah, this is like when we play Victory and we don't stop for 90 minutes, you know, this is the same applies. I mean, I was at the 6-0 GF and we didn't shut up. We got smacked 6-0 and still didn't stop. If we can do it there, we can do it here. You know what I mean?
You got 6 months to recover.
You got 6 months to recover.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I almost wanted to say there is no tomorrow, but then it was starting to get a bit like, come on, calm down, champ. You know
what I mean? Well, like, I mean, yeah. I mean, a repeat of Friday would be just fine with me.
Like I said, don't know the words, clap, make noise. Just, you know, as you
know. I was really happy with the crowd aspect on Friday.
To hear the commentator stop commentating and just listen, that just put shivers in my spine when I watched that replay.
We'll put,
so there's no reason why we, Adelaide Oval, 50,000. Why can't we do that again?
Well,
no reason why we can't.
Put it this way, certain members of a certain supporter base that in the city of I live who hasn't always got on with us. I saw a few of them at the rugby league on Monday, and they the quote unquote was, the best thing you guys do is that sha-la-la chant is so loud, it is awesome. Now that supporter base never gives us credit, so you know what I mean. It doesn't.
I mean, that sha-la-la chant, that, you'll see, like, kids, like, singing it on the way out of the game, it's so infectious, like...
Towards the end, I think it was, I can't remember if it was after the second, it was after the third goal. On TV, you could hear that the whole stadium was doing that.
No, you've seen the Western Stand do it and the Eastern Stand join in with it, like... I think someone told me a story, and it was like they're at the open training session, and there was like little kids singing it, like it's almost the Adelaide anthem at this point.
That's all good, but like I said, just, you know, no matter whether it's good, whether it's good or bad, just non-stop for the entirety of the game. Just that's all I ask. That's all I ask is, you know, as someone who. I don't know, just what I ask as a fan, I guess. I was going to say someone who was the ex-head, but that means shit, don't worry about it. Just, you know, it's all I ask as a fan, is that all of us just pitch in and do our bit, as much as we can. I mean, I'd love to get on the field and kick the freaking thing, but that ain't going to happen, is it? So, reality's reality.
No, unless you want a $5,000 ban and a $5,000 fine and a 5-year ban.
No.
My ticket would be able to handle that.
What was that?
Second. My ticket would not handle that. Nerves are shot already.
I couldn't play fucking 5 seconds. I'd be on the ground rocking. Like,
I'm not talking about fitness wise. I'm talking
nerves wise. That's what I mean.
Yeah, no way in hell I'd kick that ball.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, I wouldn't be able to make it on the field. I'd be lent over and hurling my guts
6 hours.
anyway, so we've made our predictions.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah. Like, I mean, obviously, if you're lucky enough to be going to the game, if you're one of those 50,000, and you're obviously, if you're an Adelaide fan, we'll be at the Strathmore Hotel before the game. I plan to be there for opening time, to be honest.
Well, I was planning to get off the plane and just drop my stuff off at Mum's and come straight in, so.
Yeah. I plan to be opening the joint. I might stack a few chairs for him just to help out. it's going to be an incredible day, like, win or lost, you know. You know, those grand finals, even when we lose, like, some of my fondest memories as a fan.
I was going to say,
was those grand finals, you know? You know,
definitely
the pre-game. You know, that
1-0.
The 2009 one, you know?
That's got some great pre- and post-game
moments. So many stories come out of that day, you know?
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
enjoy it.
You can't control the result, but don't let the result ruin your ruin your, you know, your time.
You know, even if, you know, and this is going to sound like me trying to, you know, downplay the game, which is not what I'm trying to do, or I'm not trying to hedge my bets, but, you know, even if we do lose, we've had an incredible season.
Yep.
You know, we've come out with a premiership, you know.
Well, that's one of the grand questions.
And a grand final, so...
Yes, I was going to say, we've had some... I was gonna say we had some fan questions, so I was gonna leave that. I was gonna leave that into that bit because that's one of the questions is asked that there.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. So I mean, I was gonna say, well, you know what? I'm gonna read out Sean's halftime Sean's spastic first comment. Will there be a march? Someone please answer it. Yes.
Thanks, Sean. Yes, there will be.
And the time we'll be leaving at is what? Say 2:30, 3 o'clock. If it's a 4 o'clock.
I mean, that's TBD. I'd say we're probably not going to advertise that until the day.
Yeah, but obvious reasons.
I'd like to be in there sort of an hour and a half before kickoff. Like,
yeah.
We are on the decent side of the stadium, so we can get some drinks like with these.
Yeah. He then followed up with, "Who's the halftime entertainment?" I don't know. Chunky Custard. Go away. Who cares?
halftime entertainment. Oh, is it the Super Bowl?
Yeah, halftime. Someone then wanted to know, will Frank Lowy be able to stay on the stage for the full presentation of the ceremony this year?
Okay, who wrote that?
Peter Adams.
Well done, Peter.
Spiro wants to know, will he be able to sit with the IBB with his GA ticket? Spiro also wants to know, will Ilario take his top off if there's a positive result? The answer is, Spiro, yes, he will get the girls out.
It will be a reenactment. Spiro, I will have you know that he only gets them out for very special occasions.
So. Yes, he only gets them out for special occasion and has champagne poured all over them, so enjoy that. then it was Sean also wanted to know how many chucks can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. I believe the answer is fuck off. Anyway, then we actually got some proper questions.
thank you.
Yes, Spirit wants to know what or who is the key for both winning for both teams. You said you'd do that anyway. Okay, yeah, yeah. All right. Then Sean actually came back with two real questions. And a stupid one.
Which one of the 10 million Sean's that I know is this?
No, Brennan.
All right.
Should Nichols be suspended is what he wants to know.
Absolutely.
Okay, Aaron?
100%.
I don't know.
100%. 100% yes for me.
Okay.
I don't want players missing a grand final for that.
Then he should behave.
I mean, honestly, he's shown great immaturity in doing that. For someone that's meant to be a 27-year-old grown man, you just made a grand final. Why are you worrying about the opposition fans? You know, I understand
that, but you know. I think a fine's good enough.
I mean, yeah, if, you know, Cosmin had done it, you know, well, I mean, he'd done it to an official, but, right, you know. Yeah. Not for me. There's no place in the game for that.
Okay. Also, he wants to know, should Matty Crean be considered, given his errors in previous years?
I think I made my opinion quite clear on that already. Look, I guess, you know, there's only so many refs and linos to go around. You know, everyone deserves to be able to correct their mistakes, you know. That was a while ago, 7 years ago, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good performance will go a lot to some forgiveness.
Okay. Aaron?
As long as if he makes a mistake, as you've said before... A lot of people are going to let him know about it. So, he's probably more or less got to be on his game this week. And I think he knows it too.
Yeah, just to let you know, for me, yes, Nichols should be... Crean should be given... Like, let to do the... the gig that he's doing. Because, I mean, like as just Jason just said, you know, people make mistakes, and it was 7 years ago. I do actually think Nicholas should be suspended. If it's if it works for one, it works for all. And Sean's last question is, how many souvlaki sales will they make in the north end where the Western Sydney fans are?
Oh, mate, loads.
Set up a stall there, that'll be
fine. I reckon
should bring over the Bentley Greens just to get it set up, mate. Cause...
No, I reckon what they need to do is go to the blue and white and red and white cafes in North Adelaide. just get them to get... Like, don't even worry about, like, carving it up the Euros meat. You get the entire Euros, like, the entire lamb, send it right down there and just, like, have an open, like, open Spitfire, whatever happened in there, and just cook it there. And just, like, you
it's
know...
Not allowed, they're not allowed any tzatziki, though, all right?
Yeah,
we just need a member of staff to go to the red and white or the blue and white, and just be like, "Excuse me, can I have all of the Euros?"
All of it. They have to ask the menu first.
All of the Euros.
You got to have the whole hand movement of the whole.
I mean, like, so what is it? They said there's about 10,000 Western Sydney fans, 3 Euros as a fan, so 30,000. That's my prediction for how many souvlaki. How many souvlaki sales they'll make. I'm going for a Euros pre-game, Euros at halftime, Euros post-game.
This is a bit like Mr. Ian Davis at the Adelaide City game last week. Pizza at halftime, pizza at full-time.
I thought we weren't mentioning names.
Sorry, Ian.
Then the other question's from Mark Hansen. What's everyone's week been like building up to this weekend? He says he's buzzing. Mark, I'm buzzing / shots, like nervous a shot, / wanting this to be Sunday already because, god damn it, I don't know if I can handle the rest of this week.
I'm
buzzing today. Like, obviously, we've done a bit of media this afternoon.
Media whores.
Kind of got me in a bit of a mood. We've got media tomorrow as well.
Media whores.
I think I've got... It's Channel 9 coming to my house tomorrow, apparently.
To your house?
Yeah.
Channel 9's coming to your house? Make sure they don't kidnap you and take you to Lebanon, yeah?
Jesus. stuff like that gets me excited, but then I sit down and think about it, and then I start shitting myself.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Like, I'm all good now. Like I said, I got a mate of mine who's visiting from Adelaide, and that's distracted me for a while, but I know the moment I go to lay down to sleep later, I'm going to start twitching and be like, oh, for fuck's sakes, and I won't be able to sleep, and I'll, that's where it kicks in. Usually, when I start trying to go to sleep and I have time to think to myself, that's when it really starts picking up.
Like, I think I'm just excited for my last working day tomorrow, I think.
Aren't some of us lucky?
And let the weekend begin, kind of thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's our questions.
Good questions. Keep them coming, you know.
Now, next week...
This is good interaction. I like it.
Yes, next week, no matter the result, there will be a review, obviously, of the game. There may be a second podcast, or it may be on the same one, where we will do a season review as well.
Depends how we go.
Basically, yeah, it depends on, yeah. We'll also catch up on this week's NPL, and we'll do next week's as well for those. We're just, you know, the NPL's given a break for this week.
too much excitement.
Yeah, as I say, we have rather other things to worry about. Other things we're thinking about. I don't know, my nerves are going to probably get shot if I keep talking here, so I mean, I'm going to wrap things up. We are now on iTunes, by the way, people, so you can look up for Always United Podcast on iTunes. Rate, subscribe, review. I mean, if you give us a rating and a subscription and review, obviously it puts us further up on the listing for, like, you know, sport podcasts and stuff. Get more ears.
Get the algorithm going.
Algorithm going, and gets more people... More ears on the product, and obviously the more we do that, more we can get around, the more we start building this up, and we'll, you know, try and get some interviews happening and stuff like that. So, trying to look forward to some fun things.
I heard on the grapevine you can also get an Always United podcast t-shirt.
You can. Where can you get that from, Jason?
Yeah, so that's pretty cool, isn't it? Yes.
Where can you get the Always United podcast t-shirt from, Jason?
Yes, no, that's all on the Facebook page. Thank you for all the likes, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
That was, 100 likes in one day. I was pretty chuffed with that.
I mean, so yeah, make sure you spread the word and get us out, and we'll see you next week, I guess. So for Aaron,
before we leave,
I have another prediction. Yep. Okay.
Before we leave, there's another prediction.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of chanting Sikko Sato this weekend.
Oh yes,
yes it is.
Lot of it.
I have one other prediction. Western Sydney will start next season with -3 points. Anyway, just putting it out there.
That's a definite. I will see you all Sunday at the Strathmore.
Yep.
Before the game.
So say goodbye, Jason.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Aaron.
Yes, us.
And for me, Elario, arrivederci. And we'll see you next week, guys. Right. Bye.